One of the big issues, if you live out bush or even in small towns, is the lack of resources. So it might not be possible for you to head down to the local gym if you've got any injuries, or perhaps if you've never exercised before and you're not sure what to do or how to do it, you may not actually have someone there to show you. So that's sort of some of the things that we are sort of trying to break those boundaries and pull down those walls and sort of get a little bit of information out there. I also find that it's actually not in people's faces as much out here. In the big cities, it's very, dare I say, trendy to go to the gym and that kind of thing, whereas it's not so much of a thing out here. There's more of a focus on the weather, on what's going on in agriculture, and it's, you know, and we're trying to sort of push that a little bit more, but it is, you know, it's definitely a work in progress, I guess. So
now, people who live out on farms are usually quite active. They work outdoors. They're a lot more physical than, say, people in the city who do office jobs. Yeah. Why do they need to do something extra to keep fit?
That's not entirely true. They're not always more active. They can be. It depends on what you do. And I tend to put a lot of rural women in sort of three different categories. And this is very much categorising things. It's not, you may not necessarily fit into this, but generally there is women that work outdoors, and I worked on, my family have a cattle station. I worked outdoors for years, so we were doing fencing and maintenance and boar running and that type of thing. Lots of cattle work, and yes, some of it is quite physical, and some of it's not, and some of it can be things like if you're running waters, you might sit in a car for hours and then get out and lift something heavy and then sit back in the car in the same position, and that's actually not so good for your back and things like that, especially if you're not stretching and things like that. Some people actually spend a lot of time indoors. If you're teaching kids, there's a lot of governesses out there and they spend a lot of time sitting in and indoors. So also that's no different to someone having an office job in town. And then you might be doing things like you might be a camp cook or something like that, where you're actually working really long hours and you may not be doing, you might be on your feet a lot, which is also quite harsh on your back, but not necessarily actually doing any really hard physical work. So, and even if you are lifting quite heavy things, that doesn't mean that you're doing a lot of cardio or anything like that, which is really good for, you know, your prevention of heart disease and things like that. So yeah, there's definitely room to, even if you are doing physical work, to sort of pop some things in there to help you out, some things to help with your back pain, to strengthen your core, have a little bit of muscle awareness and things like that. So yeah.
For people listening who might work hard on farms, as you said, they work long hours, what are some things that you can do where you are when you can?
Definitely. The first thing that you need to do is just do a little bit of a self-analysis and work out first what you want and what you need as well. Mention the back pain, or maybe you want to, we've talked about a little bit about mental health, so maybe you want to relax a little bit more or whatever it might be, and then just need to work out what is good for whatever it is that you need. So if you're wanting to lose a little bit of weight, then some strengthening exercises and a little bit of cardio. If you want to help with your back pain, definitely some core awareness and some core strengthening, working on your posture and some squats and bits and pieces like that. You don't need lots of time. You just do things for 10 minutes a day. So if you just start off with a really good plan and, you know, I mean, we can help out with the rest. We can help out working out whether you just want a few exercises that you can do in the morning. Perhaps you just need a bit of a stretch in the morning, or perhaps just a walk. And sometimes even just that 5-10 minute walk a few days a week in the morning can help start those habits, and then you can build on it from there. Exercise is not something that is terrible, or doesn't have to be the death of you or anything like that, and it's not a scary thing to do. You can just do something small and it can be a real positive in your life. So yeah, don't be scared. Even if you think you're not good at it, just go for it.